Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. This is a Yom Kippur story. And even though we're not close to Yom Kippur, but it's always a good thing to hear a good story. Once on Yom Kippur day, the Alter Rebbe, Shner Zalman of Liadi, Dr. Tanya, and the other important books, was davening in shul. All of a sudden, took off his talis, walked out of the door of the shul, middle of davening. Dr. Rebbe walked through the entire town, to the very, very edge of the town, where there was a poor, very, very simple house, small, and he went into the house. There was a woman who had just had a baby very, very recently, and she was so weak that she could not chop wood to make the fire bigger in the fireplace so she should be warm. She could not make any food for herself. Of course, just had a baby, but therefore she's permitted to eat on Yom Kippur. And there was apparently nobody there to do it, whatever the situation was. The Alter Rebbe took a axe, began to chop wood, made a nice fire in the fireplace so the house would be warm. Then he cut up vegetables and whatever he had to do to make a nice chicken soup. All on Yom Kippur, made the nice soup and served it to her until she was feeling nourished, better, house was now warm. Only then did Alter Rebbe return to shul, put back his talis on, and continued davening. Later, students asked him why he couldn't have asked one of the students to go and chop the wood and everything on Yom Kippur. Why should he, do all these things which are usually not allowed on Yom Kippur? I've explained that on the contrary, quite the opposite. There's a tremendous mitzvah to take care of this woman who just had the baby. And the Code of Jewish Law tells us that a person should do it themselves rather than assign it to somebody else. This was a great Avos Yisrael, the great love of this fellow Jew that the Alter Rebbe had, and that we should really try to similarly have great Avos Yisrael for every single Jew as well. This, of course, will speed the coming of Mashiach. Thank you for listening to the story of the day.